right, so I'm here with Kudo. Very exciting. The Microsoft media briefing just happened at E3. Lots of great announcements. Talk about some of those.
Yeah, so you can see we got a great lineup of games and entertainment coming to Xbox 360 this year. Some of my favorites, first of all, obviously Kinect Star Wars. So obviously you've been a big Star Wars fan since I was a little kid. Now you can immerse yourself in the Star Wars worlds like you've never been able to before. Really feel like a Jedi and all without a controller. Kinect Disneyland Adventures, another great game. You're able to tour the entire park. We've recreated the park faithfully, gone down to Disneyland to really capture kind of the memories and experiences you would have at Disneyland. You can ride all the attractions. And then, you know what? I'm a huge Forza fan. Great to see Forza 4 out there today. Graphics are unbelievable and really looking forward to see and get to play their Kinect integration.
Well, what was so cool is I thought, you know, I think the core gamers felt a little bit left out, you know, last year, and you guys really came and obviously you listened to them and you guys did some development for them. Talk about the core gamers.
Yeah, of course. And so for core gamers, they're, you know, the people who really have made Xbox 360 successful. And we want to make sure that Kinect has been integrated into the games and genres that they love to play with. And you could see today from both, you know, third parties and first parties, all the great titles and genres that are now integrating Kinect in a way that core gamers are going to love. And really, the amount of Kinect titles that are going to be available to people is tripling over the next year. So you're just going to see a bunch of different types of content. Whether you're a core gamer or not a core gamer, there's Kinect stuff you're going to love.
So talk about some of these third-party powerhouses. What's it like to work with them?
Yeah, I mean, it's really amazing, you know, just from the time I was a little kid and got to go watch my first Star Wars movie, never really could have dreamed to be able to, like, work on this type of Kinect Star Wars game, get to go visit the Lucas Ranch, get to collaborate with the people who made Star Wars, see all the amazing Star Wars memorabilia. It's just super invigorating. And I think, you know, big brands like Star Wars or Disney, you know, they really recognize that the Kinect technology is something that's very unique and can bring, you know, their IP to life in a way that they can't do on any other console or any other medium. So they're excited to work with Kinect, and obviously, you know, it's just an amazing opportunity to get to work with them.
I can imagine. Well, take us, what's a day in the life for Kudo since last E3 to this E3?
Yeah, it's, you know, last year was super fun getting to launch Kinect, but I have to say that, like, this year's probably been the most fun year I've had in the games industry because there's so much stuff going on with Kinect, and we've been able to, you know, start building up partnerships with the biggest entertainment brands, with creative people from Hollywood, from, you know, creative people in the TV industry. And then again, you see a bunch of, like, what we call the Kinect community. So these indie developers that are out experimenting with Kinect, and you just see so many amazing things being made with the Kinect technology. And it just goes to show you, you know, we're just still scratching the surface with Kinect, and there's lots more innovation to come on the platform.
We'll talk about some of that innovation. The SDK is actually going to be released soon, and that gives developers a chance to go do their own thing. You know, what do you think about that plan? And also, what have been some of your favorite things that you've seen?
So, I mean, yeah, I think it's great. You know, it's just amazing to have so many different types of people out there building stuff with Kinect. I mean, we've seen anything from, you know, Kinect enabling helicopters to fly, robots to play ping pong. You know, we've seen, like, stuff being done in the medical field. Just an amazing diversity of innovation with the Kinect technology. And, you know, the thing that you could see from the briefing today, you know, so much of that stuff had been developed on the PC and then only could be experienced by the people who built them, right? And so now we've got the ability to, have more of that stuff integrated into the Xbox platform and just giving more people the opportunity to play with all this great Kinect innovation.
All right, I want you to take me back to Baby Kudo, right? Baby Kudo, Star Wars fan. What's it like for you as someone, I mean, what a stellar franchise to be able to work with. Did you ever imagine that you'd be able to collaborate on something like this?
Well, it's so funny because, you know, from the first Star Wars movies that I started to see, they didn't have any great Star Wars video games, right? So, you know, you go out and buy your toy lightsaber and you're out just like playing as a Jedi and really just doing everything you can to make yourself, you know, feel like you're the Jedi in the movie. But it's so hard to do. And now, you know, that's the great thing is with Kinect Star Wars, we're just really delivering the ability for people to feel like a badass Jedi right in their own house. And I just guess for me, you know, being somebody who's really wanted to feel that way since the first Star Wars movie we saw, it's just the fun thing about making a game like Kinect Star Wars. And I can tell you, like, hey, you're working really hard here in the office, and sometimes I'll just pop on Kinect Star Wars, go play through a couple times, and then really get my ham a badass Jedi feeling, and then go back out and get back to work. It makes you feel good.
I'm feeling this Halloween, and maybe Carrie Fisher, maybe the blast back to the past. So what happens now, right? The announcements have been made. Now does the real work start?
Yeah, so, you know, things we're super focused on, obviously, is getting all these great games out for holiday and making them super fun for everybody to play. And then continuing to deliver on new and exciting innovations with the Kinect technology. So, I mean, you could see from the stuff we showed in the briefing today, there's a bunch of new innovative features coming with Kinect, and we're just going to go make those awesome and deliver as many more as we can so people can still keep being, you know, surprised and having a good time with all the Kinect experiences.
Well, thank you for working so hard so we can all have a great time.
Thanks for having me on the show.